that's God, is this really it?
Yeah.
But it is. And Proverbs chapter 31, if you look with me there tonight, Proverbs chapter number 31, and I'm going to read a few verses from that chapter, and hope it'll be a help to you. Chapter 31 and verse 10. The proverb writer said, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, that he shall have no need of spoil. And she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." Look at verse 28. The Bible said, "Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." I want to try to preach tonight on some valuable things. If you look in the scripture here, the word price means here that this virtuous woman is valuable. Her price, notice, it's a far above rubies. It's far above what anything that on an outward adorning. If you put jewelry on, it is something outwardly. And he said it's far above that. It's far above any piece of jewelry. It's far above anything outwardly that a woman could. That's why he said beauty is vain. That's not where it's at. It's in a woman that fears God. I want you to look at this a little bit tonight. I want to say first of all here that this woman of virtue, thank God, my friend tonight, is valuable. Notice the Bible said a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. Ruth was a virtuous woman, the Bible said. For all the city of my people know that thou art a virtuous woman. And so the word virtuous in this text here means a strong woman. A woman that's got a lot of energy about herself. You look at this woman here, she didn't have no idleness to her. She didn't have no laziness to her. Thank God she cared about her house. She cared about her family. And she put a lot into it. And tonight, thank God, we need to get back to the family. Amen. I believe we live in a day and hour where we've got so busy that families don't take time for one another. I believe we need to, don't you? I tell you tonight, that's a valuable thing to have a woman of virtue, to have one, thank God, in their house that knows how to take care of things. If you look at this woman here, thank God she was, my friend, a virtue and a blessing to her own husband. Amen. I'll tell you this tonight, buddy. He said, "Who can find one?"
Right.
I don't mean there is everywhere that you can find a woman like this in the Proverbs. The Bible said she laid her hands to the spindle. Says strength and honor her clothing. Notice in verse 26, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue in the law, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She knew how to be, her attitude and her spirit was right. She labored with her hands. She, thank God, looked well to the ways of her household. Her husband, thank God, my friend, sat in the gates, and they recognized because of her. He was a known man. Thank God she sewed their clothes. She done everything, working and being a blessing. She went out into the business world and was prosperous and still took care of her own house. And brother, I'm telling you, that is far above rubies. It is something tonight that is of value. And me, young men tonight, thank God, I tell you, the best thing you can do is find, amen, a young woman that loves God, that wants God more than anything else. I think about Ruth when she came back with Naomi. Ruth didn't say, "I want to go back and find me a man." Ruth said, "I want, my friend, thank God, be my, your God be my God. I want to lodge where you lodge. She is more concerned about, amen, the God of heaven and what God had for her than she was, amen, anything else. And when she got back and fell in Boaz's field, God blessed her, amen. I'm a saying that's a value, amen, to have a woman of virtue tonight. I'll tell you one thing too, buddy. They raise that way too.
Yes, they are.
They raise that way. You take this woman here, no doubt she had somebody to teach her these things. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I'm going to say, first of all, tonight, it's valuable. It's valuable. As he said, it's far above rubies to have a woman of virtue. And then I'm going to say this, it's valuable tonight, the Word of God. I mean, how valuable is the Word of God to you? How valuable is this book to you tonight? I'm telling you what, there's nothing more valuable tonight than a Christian is the Word of God. You can't put a price on the Word of God. You can't put a price on what God says in this book. You want God to bless you, you better get in the book, amen. It's the power of God, amen. The Word of God, my friend, works through the preaching of it. And it brings forth Holy Ghost conviction. It brings forth salvation. It brings forth peace within a man's heart, amen.
Yeah.
That Word of God tonight is where the power is. I'll tell you, it needs to be preached too.
Right.
I'm talking about preached too, thank God. It needs to be preached. That's a whole lot different between teaching and preaching.
Yeah.
Amen. Teaching, thank God, is instructing people. That preaching of the Word of God, that's got to be the anointing of God on it. That means God takes it and uses it in the hearts of men. It effectually works through the truth of God in a man's heart. And you can't, hey, listen, it's valuable. I'm telling you, it's valuable. Hey, you can't live for God without it, I'll tell you that. You better know one thing tonight, praise God. The Word of God is very valuable. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you what, I'm saved by it. I'm faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And you won't get saved without hearing the Word of God. You're going to have to hear it as it is. Amen. That's right. One day, thank God, I heard it. Amen. That old man of God said, you got to be born again. And brother, when I heard the truth, the Holy Ghost took it and got in my heart. And he came to me with it. I didn't come to him. He came to me with it. And he came to you with it. You never would have got in if he hadn't came to you. And when God comes to you, you've got to respond under the influence and drawing of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. You've got to be drawn by God to be saved. He's got to initiate it. He's the one that's got to do it. Amen. If he don't do it, you won't get it. Amen. You're in so much depravity and sin, you can't cleanse yourself. You can't even help God. He don't need no help. Amen. I tell you, the Word of God's what does it. It's got to come to where you're at. If it don't impair, you never will get born again. That's right. I'll tell you what, I'm sanctified by it. The Lord Jesus said, sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. You want to see a man saved? Look at a man's growth. Amen. That baby don't get in the world because it grows. It grows because it's in here.
That's right.
You grow because you're in Christ. You don't stay in the same position. I understand the Corinthian church, they hadn't grown the way they ought to grow. They was yet carnal. But brother, I'm telling you tonight, thank God, if you've been saved at all, you ought to have some growth, some spiritual growth, and be sanctified by the Word. Amen. That's right, buddy. You don't have to hear a man preaching on outward things all the time to live by them.
Yeah.
Amen. That's really, for a man to have to preach on how you ought to look and how you ought to act, that ought to be something that ought to be elementary. Amen. Yeah. My mom and daddy told me how to act when I was little.
Yeah.
They didn't wait till I was 15, 18 years old and say, now you act like that'd be bad, wouldn't it? Amen. God teaches you when you're young in Christ. And He grows you. He grows you in the grace of God. He grows you. You grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Amen. There's things that I did that God showed me not to do. And God says this is what you ought to do. And that's just growing in grace. Amen. Some things just come within. Come with the birth. Amen. You don't have to wake a baby up. Thank God when it's hungry. Amen. The baby wakes you up. It's got a desire to eat. Thank God if you want to be right with God, you got to eat the Word. Amen. Sanctify yourself in Jesus Christ. I believe in positional sanctification at the new birth. I believe He positions you in the body, sets you aside for His purpose. But I believe also, too, there's progressive sanctification, where He progressively sets you in a place that He wants you to use you. Amen. Sanctified meat for the Master's use, it says. And it ought to be like that. Thank God. Unless you think you can live for God, amen, without the Word, you can't do it. I can't do it. Thank God it's fresh. The law of the Lord's perfect, converting the soul. We need the Word. Amen. I'm strong by it. Say, how strong? Well, strong as it gets in me. How strong you want to be. Amen. That's right. I'm weak in the flesh, but strong in God. That's right, buddy. You say, well, you know everything? No, only God does. But He's let me in on some things. Amen. That's right. You won't get it unless He does. That's by God that lets you in on it. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost, He's the only teacher of the Word of God. He takes men and uses them to teach the Word, but the Holy Ghost has to teach you.
That's right.
Natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness unto him. Amen. If a man had come to me 35 years ago and said, what do you think about that in the Bible? I said, I don't know. I never have read it. I wasn't interested in it. Was you? Did you carry a Bible around when you was a lost man? Study it and read it and say, boy, this is the joy of my life. But I tell you, you got saved. Somebody didn't have to get up and preach you. Now you got to read your Bible. Ain't that be like telling a man it's time to eat? Amen. Well, thank God I know when it's time to eat, don't you?
Okay,
you think you can grow in grace and knowledge? You're not ever getting the book. I'm telling you, can't do it. The Word of God's valuable tonight.
Amen.
You better count on that. Praise God. Amen. Then I'll say the wisdom of God's valuable. You say, what's wisdom? Knowing how to do it. Solomon said, get as much as you can. He said, he that lacketh wisdom, let him ask that God to give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not. I tell you, if you're not wise, he that handled the matter wisely. I'll tell you, a lot of that comes with experience, age. In fact, them white hairs on your head, Brother Robert, come. There's wisdom that comes with them. Amen. Sure, that's right. I don't say this tonight. This is the best example I can give to you. I know what salt is. Y'all know where the salt shaker is at your house. When you look at it in the shaker, you don't say that's pepper. You say that's salt. It's white. You know that? So that's the knowledge of it. But how you use it is wisdom.
Amen.
The knowledge God gives me, it would puff me up if I didn't use it right.
That's right.
See, wisdom is knowing how to do something. It's knowing how to handle things. It's knowing what to say. Solomon asked for wisdom. He said, what do you want? He said, all these Israelites. He said, I need to have wisdom in how to take care of them, how to handle them.
Yeah.
Amen. God put him to the test right away about them two women that brought them babies there.
Oh, yes, He did.
That's right. He said, what do I do here? And he said, well, he said, tell the one that you're going to cut it in two. And then they decided right fast. The woman that was, praise God, the other mama said, no, give it to her. He said, no, that's your child. He used wisdom.
Yeah.
Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, we lack some of it in this day.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. We lack some wisdom in this day. I tell you what, we need to ask God for wisdom and how to do something and how to handle it. I tell you, the problem when you're young, I'm speaking for myself, we got a lot of knowledge, but we don't have a lot of know-how.
Right.
Amen. You listen to me, young people, tonight. Just please listen to me. Listen to older people. I'm talking about on spiritual things. He's got spiritual sins. Listen to them. Amen. It'll save you a lot of heartache and hurt. And it'll help you along the way to say, now, wait a minute, Justin, Grandpa Dennis taught me this. He's got wisdom, and he taught me this. And I'm learning young. I want to get as much as I can. I want to learn how to do things right.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen. And all through the Scripture, men that would listen to what I'm about to tell you. A man that hates instruction or don't want to take instruction, he hates his own self.
Yes, sir.
That's the book. He that refuseth instruction hateth his soul. If a man won't listen, he can't be helped.
Right.
And I'll say this, worship's valuable tonight.
Yes.
It's just valuable, praise God. I mean, hey, friend. Listen, I'll ask you something about Brother Dennis preached on Sunday night, preached about Jesus. Ain't even a price on that. There's no price on that message. There's no price on the Word of God, but there's no price on worship. I mean, about three Sunday mornings ago, God breathed in this place and we worship Him. Would you put a price on that? Well, you're too valuable. You couldn't put a price on that. I mean, when we really come to worship and adore who He is, I'm telling you, you can't put a price on it. It's valuable. Amen. Thank God it is. Amen. You better count. Listen, would you count your valuables tonight? You wouldn't go to your jewelry box or your bank account. Guarantee you that. If you start counting your valuables, Brother Todd, you'd say, wait a minute, salvation, being saved, that's valuable. Because without it, you're going to go to hell. That's right, buddy. But I'll tell you what, He paid the price, didn't He? Amen. He bought us with a price. It was a precious blood. Thank God for that. Amen. I tell you, if you started with your valuables and that, I tell you, ain't a thief alive could steal my valuables. Amen. I tell you, He couldn't steal my salvation. Amen. He couldn't steal my worship. He can't steal the Word of God from my heart. Thank God Jesus said Mary's chosen that good thing that can't be taken from her. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, thank God, you better never take for granted. When you got an opportunity to worship God, you ought to do it. Amen. I'm telling you, it's valuable tonight. Amen. Then I'll say this, I'm through tonight. That witness is valuable.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
The only way you know you saved, you got a witness.
Amen.
I was there when some of you got saved, but a lot of you I wasn't. Some of you I witnessed it. Amen. That's right. I wasn't there when you got saved, Brother Roberts. You got saved before I was ever born. But the Holy Ghost witnessed it. You see, He's the only one that can witness it and let you know in your heart what you have is a real McCoy.
That's right.
Amen. When you was preaching the other night about the fourth man, I felt God in it. I tell you what I did. I felt a witness. Amen. I tell you, Brother Saint preaching about Jesus the other night. I tell you, it revived my spirit. And I went home, I said, I felt the witness. Amen. I tell you, if you got born again, you'll feel the witness. Amen. I tell you, if somebody testifies, you'll feel the witness. If it's of God, I tell you, there's a witness of God in me. Thank God that bears witness with the Spirit that I am a child of God.
Amen.
That's right. The witness of God's greater. A witness. That's valuable. Amen. Boy, wouldn't you hate to, I don't understand it, but I'd hate to be in some false religion that didn't have no witness to it. The Holy Ghost is your witness. He's the only one that witnessed what went in your heart. Amen. I can be here at the altar, I can get down and pray with people, but I can't witness what went in their heart. I can only witness of what they said, the feeling of it, the blessing of it. But the Holy Ghost witnessed what's in the heart because He's the one that entered in.
Right.
Amen. Day you got saved, thank God, friend, the Holy Ghost sealed that day, buddy. He sealed it in your heart. He said, that's it. Amen. That day, I'm not saying you got to know the day, but I'll tell you one thing, you'll know the place. That's right. You'll know where it happened. And you'll know what happened.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen. You won't have to have somebody rehearse it to you. You don't have to have nobody. Nobody has to come to me tonight and say, "Preacher, I believe you're saved." Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That don't change one thing. If you said you didn't believe I was, it wouldn't change nothing.
Amen.
Probably discouraged me because I thought I was preaching to you. Thank God at least you thought I had something. But if you don't, that's all right too. So I won't tell you, thank God, it came around over 30 years ago, and the Holy Spirit came in me and bore witness that I was a changed sinner, thank God, into a new creature in Christ. And brother, I'm telling you, He's as real tonight, thank God, as you are to me. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's valuable. I'll tell you, it's valuable when God's around to know He is. It's awful valuable now. Hey, where's your Bible tonight? Wait a minute, preacher. What you trusting in? I'd rather be saved than anything else. Old Joe Henry Hankins said, "What else is there?"
Yeah.
Amen. What else is there? I'll tell you, I don't know nothing more important than that to you.
That's right.
That's as valuable tonight, thank God, as I could tell you to be saved, know you're saved. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, man better know what he has. Better know what his valuables are tonight. Amen. I got valuables here tonight. My wife, my children, my parents, my grandchildren. They're valuable. Valuable. You valuable. My church family's valuable. Amen. The Word of God's valuable. The worship of God's valuable. The wisdom of God's valuable. And the witness of God's valuable. That's all valuables. Amen. I don't have to... Listen, Jesus said in the Word of God, He said, praise God. He said, brother, lay up for yourself treasure in heaven where moth and rust doth not corrupt, neither thieves break through and steal.
Right.
Well, you better have something above this world.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It starts in this world. Amen. In time when God comes by your way, does something for you. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find her? Well, He said, her price is far above rubies. Who can find that strong woman, that energetic woman, that woman that's got some virtue about her, some morals about her? Thank God that's just a good, wholesome, loving woman. Thank God. Who can find one, brother? I tell you what, amen. Hey, listen, they might not be a lot of them, but I'll tell you what I'd do if I was you young men. Thank God one day you're going to get married. I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd make sure she loved God. I'd make sure you don't want to marry somebody who don't love God.
Many of them.
No, it's not. Not many men neither. But I'll tell you that. Amen. I'll tell you what. Solomon had 1,000. He said, ain't a one of them out of them 1,000. They all took him away from God. They didn't love God.
No, they didn't.
Then he looked for a man to stand in the gap and make up a hedge. He said he found none. What he said, that's a low percentage, ain't it? Zero. Amen. But thank God. I'm glad God saved us and put something in us.
Amen.
Give us something to live for, praise God. Have some valuables, brother.
Yeah.
Have some valuables. I'll tell you, everybody in here tonight needs to say, hey, what's my valuables? What's my valuables? If it's earthly and possessional, as far as the world, then you don't have much.
Don't take it with you.
No. I'll tell you one thing I found out. If it can't go past the grave, probably ain't too valuable.
Amen.
Know that? Amen. I'll tell you what, her price is far above rubies, brother. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing the Word of God.